I die, I don't care if they find me with my hand on a Bible or a gun. I ain't ashamed of a thing that I've done. I have faced all my fears and I've won. If I make it through the night, I'll keep moving on in the cold gray light of dawn.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo.
Yeehaw.
You did that earlier.
I did, but this is another.
Can you do it backwards? Yeehaw.
Hi.
Hi-yi. That's a great Chinese saying. When you're in Colorado,
we're not
you're
allowed to say that on the air.
Hi-yi. Eric behind the glass, Trisha in the studio, and Bobby is no longer on the phone, but thank you for calling. You're cutting. What is Eric cutting?
Oh, he's got a sub sandwich back there.
I have your favorite ingredient here, Dave. You're in Greg's favorite ingredient.
I can open that for if you want.
He doesn't like
mayonnaise.
Condiments.
I like mayonnaise.
You do?
Oh, Dave can't stand any condiments at all. No condiments.
Yeah, no.
Period.
No.
Come
condos.
On, catsup.
Not catsup.
No catsup, no ketchup.
I do like wine sauce and garlic sauce.
Garlic sauce?
And, stuff like that.
Well,
spaghetti sauce.
Spaghetti sauce, yeah, that's good. Well, this song, by the way, is from, the name of the song is Cold Gray Light of Dawn by Hudson Moore from Sweetwater.
Uh-huh.
Sweetwater.
Oh, good. Sweetwater.
Yes, all the songs like today have to do with movies that hit with water in the title, in honor of the Water Diviner, which we gave three thumbs up to earlier in the show.
Have you ever, speaking of water, skinnied it?
No.
Okay.
Have you? You okay?
Okay.
Trisha has.
He was just doing a Nutella dip.
You were doing a Nutella dip?
Nutella.
No, Nutella dip. Yeah.
And I saw him dip his powdered sugar donut in his coffee, too.
How was it? Was that good powdered donut?
Oh, and here he is falling off a bowl.
Yeah,
I saw it.
Oh, you didn't
have the bowl.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to go to the website once this gets posted. It is hilarious.
Will it be on the website or Facebook?
It'll be on Facebook.
YouTube or Facebook?
It'll be somewhere.
YouTube, somewhere. We'll put it, yeah.
Facebook,
make sure.
Probably both.
But if you go to our site, it'll have a link. Right?
Have so, yeah. We have the Facebook site and a YouTube, I think, button.
I love Joseph's you, Joseph, but ride. I think you're actually better at dancing than bull riding.
Yes, probably. Yeah, I'll get this to play
no
for you, Dave.
It.
Because I know.
That was so cute, though.
Yeah, well, here
it
actually.
It looked like it was in slow motion, ladies and gentlemen, even though it's running at full speed.
Yes, Dave, here, take a look at the epic bull ride.
I felt like maybe I was somebody in Colorado that had partaken.
You can show it next to the mic and people can hear it.
Okay, so he's on the bull. It's not moving yet, or is it? No, he's tying
the bull's
his hands.
Barely moving.
He has
the
bull to. Is barely he has
moving.
To wave
his right hand.
Hand
that's
waving.
One daiquiri.
He gave the note motion to, and it's going very slow.
Very slow. I'm doing well.
Very
there,
slow,
huh?
And you're hanging in there.
And the bull kind of stops
forward.
A little bit.
He's down, ladies and gentlemen. I can't believe what happened.
The bull didn't even move. I just sort of.
Someone put Wesson oil on the bull, and he slipped off. Or is that the party?
And
you
I woke
to?
Up. And
I think
my pants
it was the pants.
Split.
The pants were slippery.
Wow. Yeah. He left his pants on the bull. Now he's doing the Watusi.
Yes. Yeah. And. But, you know, like I said, that was better than Christine's ride. Here, take a look.
Oh, I like to see her ride.
Take a look at Christine's ride. She had a.
Are we going to get play-by-play on this one? He's going to put it in slow motion if it's Christine.
Okay, here it is. It's Christine. She's getting up there with limited,
she's dressed as Lady Gaga, so she's
Lady
got
Gaga,
a giant wig on.
Is she wearing meat?
I don't
know. No,
but,
meat. No
looks,
meat. No, no meat.
Wow, she got good blonde hair.
It's red, reddish.
Oh, that's red?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm okay.
He's colorblind.
Well, yeah, of course, with the purple bull earlier on the show.
She's on the bull now, but nothing's
happening.
It
took her a while.
Why is nothing happening? The bull's not even moving. I think it's just enjoying her right
now. And then
now,
the bull doesn't even move.
The bull
she just
is
falls
smiling
off.
And smiling and saying thank you very much.
Basically, she just
doesn't
falls off
move.
The bull. That's the summary of it.
She's
the
so far it's a longer play by play.
She
than
can't
yours
mount
was,
it
though.
Joseph, your ride was just basically falling off.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But hers
but
did.
At least it moved.
Oh, the bull is moving. Oh, yep. And she's down. It just started for a second.
A split
and
second.
She's down. She lost her pants, I think.
She wasn't wearing pants.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
She's Lady Gaga. So
oh, Lady Gaga.
Who knows what it is?
Yes.
But she gets up gracefully.
We might have a caller, possibly, and I'll finish that thought.
I bet it's Bobby.
You know, guess who? Is it Richard? Richard, are you on the line?
Richard, no, this is Bobby.
Bobby!
Bobby!
What a shocker.
Robert!
Oh, what a shocker.
Robert, yeah. Bobby.
I'm not after that good-looking text guy that was being texted about.
Oh, darn
However,
it.
However, I want... stop it.
No, I've taken vitamins.
No. Hey, good for it. Go vitamins.
Three, four, what do I...
The little blue pill doesn't count as a vitamin.
No, that is not a vitamin.
It does work.
Stop it! Listen to me, please.
Oh, sorry.
I have something of quality to say.
Ah, not quantity.
Not quantity. I believe in quality. Much compliments to you guys on this last interview. So much hope and inspiration in that gentleman, or young man, or whatever, in his goals in life and what he is. That's what helped me make it through thus far, which is a very reliable maturity. Because I too believe you can do this, you can stay alive, you don't have to give in to the bipolar, blah, blah, blah. And also, compliments on the Dowser interview, because I've done that on the farm in Texas where people
get that. Of course
you
have.
What?
You're a multi-talented person.
Kind of like a Renaissance pervert.
Pervert?
Yes.
Joseph, you're going to have a good time tonight.
Perk up.
I always have a good time. I even called Joseph a very courteous and told him there was no way I could make it last night.
Yes. Did you hear the beginning of the show?
No, I didn't, because I was running around doing errands here.
How dare you? I mentioned how you called, and I gave a recap of the entire bar crawl. That you missed how I woke up basically with my pants halfway off, beads around my neck, and I was dancing with some African-American dude.
And doing the Watusi.
Name Mark is doing the Watusi, and we have video proof.
Great.
It's going to be on the website, Bobby.
I'll get my friend who has a computer, blah, 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 and I'll get on that to get that just for the joy of visualizing that.
And yes. Not
and
only
fantasizing
that.
Fantasizing that or visualizing?
And he was dressed as Prince Charming.
Yeah, I was dressed as Prince Charming.
I had my costume. I'm not telling you what it is because when I do show up one of these days, I don't want anyone to recognize me for a little while.
I don't think we've seen you, though.
No, but she wants to, if she says what her costume was, if he sees someone walk in like that, then he would know it was Bobby.
Yes. Correct.
She wants to have the element of surprise.
I want the element of surprise.
I get that.
But you guys, the last interview was so touching to me. And I've talked to other people who have got severe depressions, et cetera, et cetera. And it is a tough road. We all have our own little crosses. You know, but he's done a wonderful, wonderful, hopeful job with his.
Bobby, did you watch Breaking Bad?
No, I didn't. I don't watch television that much. I don't have time.
I can understand. It's hard. My DVR is full of shows I want to watch, but I never get the chance
to watch
them.
Yeah, I've got books stacked up to the ceiling that I've been wanting to read, and I haven't been able to read them.
Well, that's
so glad you make time for us, though.
Well, you guys make time, but also I'm going to ask you to make time for us, because, you know, I've volunteered for 13 years for the Arc of Tempe, and it's a place, it's a thrift store, and we have a house on Rural and Broadway where adults and young people go who have mental disabilities, and they have social programs, educational programs, et cetera, recreation. And we're trying to scrounge up tons more customers. Our stuff is gorgeous. We have designer clothing, shoes. We also need donations because the people in Tempe are very good to us, Ahwatukee, all around, because they know where the money goes. You know, it goes to the house on Broadway.
Excellent.
So I'm just putting a call out to the people on the radio. If you have any donations, usable furniture, et cetera, anything, give us a call.
And where would they call? Do you have the phone number?
Yes, 602-453-0303. And on the web, we're what?
Say that again, because something happened. You got cut out there.
Okay, 602-453-0303. 0303.
You have someone behind you.
And the Ark of, is it TempeArk.org? TempeArk.org. That's A-R-C. Org. Oh, TempeArk.
No, TempeArk.org.
Hey, you know, I'm not bipolar for nothing, for God's sake.
That was, so, well, both no, those if were you her. Don't, she's talking
Here's
herself.
The thing, Bobby. If you, if
she's
you don't
bipolar,
have a,
not bipersonality.
No.
Hey.
Or just
they're just
strictly.
No, they're teasing. But ARC is awesome. And, you know, there's ARC all over the country.
Oh. Yes.
And it's for people with not just mental disabilities, but physical disabilities as well.
What's going on there, Bobby?
I just fell into a box of tin cans, beer cans.
Oh,
beer
my cans. Goodness. Somebody was recycling.
I thought you were tied up at a hydrant in Tempe.
No. I got loose of that. I collect cans because I run like a live-in facility for old, ugly, and abused cats and a few dogs, but I haven't done dogs in a long time.
I thought it was just old and ugly and abused people.
Yeah,
you haven't done dogs in a long time?
No, I haven't done dogs in a long time.
Me neither.
Two-legged ones I've done way back when, but I learned.
Oh.
I love your sense of humor, Bobby.
What did you learn, Bobby?
And then I learned to go get a rabies shot, by God, immediately. Okay?
You're so fun.
Then I learned not to bite people or lift my leg.
Oh.
Or bark.
Sorry.
You know. So anyway, yeah, but if the audience would pull up the thing, we desperately need, like, furniture and whatnot. I'm going to go out hustling this afternoon and to some furniture stores and see what I can do.
What a shame. If I would have known that, Kathleen and I just donated a bunch of stuff to Goodwill.
Not a problem. Oh. We're really good. We're gooder than Goodwill. You know, that's my personal opinion.
Nice.
Gooder, G-O-D-D-E-R.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Okay, gooder than Goodwill, but that's my personal opinion.
It's not a word.
Hey.
Well, Bobby, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. I'm disappointed that you didn't join me at the Halfway to Halloween bar
crawl. Not want to find out, wake up with some person dancing the Watusi with my pants halfway down around my knees.
They weren't around my knees. They were ripped. Someone ripped them.
I don't even want to go there. Keep that to yourself.
The crotch to the thigh area. But
well, okay, so I want to just make sure that we put out, I want to put out there, though, TempeArk, A-R-C, .org.
Yes.
Okay. So, and they have a thrift shop that's over
there. It's at the corner of Southern and 48th Street, the Food City Shopping Center. It's the last little building. It's gorgeous.
Excellent.
It's gorgeous.
All right.
I mean,
so
Coach,
we'll send our listeners out there to
Coach
make purchases and or to donate.
Yes.
And that Joseph's tattoos was on his thighs with arrows, and it said, put on your glasses.
For a good time, go. No, go here. Well, stop. I owe you guys a lemon pie. So we'll have to make appointments for me to meet you guys after you do your show.
Yeah.
So I can bring, because I make the best lemon pies on the planet.
Yes, we love that. Yes.
Wow.
Well, and also, Bobby, put on your calendar, May 29th, that's a Friday, the Inappropriate T-Shirt Crawl in Old Town Scottsdale. Darn. Okay, Bobby?
I won't be in town.
That sounds good. I can put on the plastic boobs then.
What?
Plastic boobs.
No, real
and
ones would be.
And then you put a torn...
We prefer real.
No, she said, right, but if it's an inappropriate.
It's inappropriate. Yeah, yeah, that works. Yeah.
Or what was that one?
There's comments.
Meet the Fockers that has.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, or just inappropriate sayings and stuff like that.
The phone is breaking up. I think the spaceship is coming to get me. Uh-oh. I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye, Bobby.
Wow, you like you got my glasses joke, didn't you?
I did.
Oh. She's funny. Isn't she? Bobby, thank you very much for all your comments.
She has her hands in so many different things that she does.
That's good.
And you know what? Tempe ARC is a really good program out there.
That's very good.
ARC everywhere. But.
Yes. Well, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back with some more reviews. But let me change the number for the song
more
here.
More bull riding.
There's plenty more videos. I'm sure that you're going to have fun watching all that. But this, we heard from Sweetwater. Now let's hear from Coldwater, Harvest of Weeds. Kevin Fisher. Coldwater, we gave that one a thumbs up.
Coldwater or Barry Goldwater?
Hey,
what's next? Hot water?
My hot tub, definitely.
Oh, there we go.
Nice. Jacuzzi time, not Watusi time, but jacuzzi time.
Excellent. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Just to keep living. No matter how much it hurts.